Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and of course today's show is The Love Doctor Is In, and we're going to be answering all your questions, whether they're profound or laughter, but we will answer your questions. And as usual, let's bring in our producer and our switchboard operator, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And our numerologist and will-be psychologist, Brenda.
Hi, everyone.
All righty then. And as usual, we'll begin with entertainment news, and then we'll go to news of the weird, take a break, and Shab will be back with the NBA scores. You know, we're in the playoffs now, folks. And first off, we want to give recognition to all the people in Boston. Our hearts and prayers go out to all of you back there, and we're glad that they have found the other bomber, but, of course, we're more concerned about the family. So, like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Boston and also the people that got hurt in Texas at the
fertilizer.
Yes. Prayers go out to them as well. Okay, well, Sunday in April here in Washington, I want you to know it's raining today, y'all, but it's supposed to be good next week, so
yay.
I guess, yeah, we'll look forward to that. So, excuse me, cat jumped on the table. Flavor Flav is charged with assault and could be going to jail for up to 12 years. Flav is accused of chasing his girlfriend's 17-year-old son with a butcher knife. Flavor Flav is 54, y'all. Well, now he's facing two felony charges. If he winds up in jail, he will miss Public Enemy's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, well. Lauryn Hill's also another one that could be headed to jail for not paying her taxes. Hill owes the state of New Jersey $440,000. She claims she didn't pay her taxes because her life had been threatened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby girl, you hang on to that thought. Uncle Sam, like, sure. Mm-hmm. Hill faces up to 7 years in jail. She says she could make the money to pay off the debt if she. Wait a minute. She says she could make the money to pay off the debt if she is not in jail. Well, Lauren, I don't see a lot of people asking for your singing services anymore, really. Anybody else? I mean, I don't hear about, you know.
Maybe she should talk. Wesley Snipes, you know, maybe he could hook her up.
Hello. Well, it's not a good weekend for Kevin Hart. The Real Husbands of Hollywood star has been keeping a low profile since his arrest on drunk driving. How drunk was Kevin? He almost crashed into a gas tanker. Kevin admits he was drunk. His latest stand-up movie, Let Me Explain, comes out this July. Chris Rock will be teaming up with Hart and the Real Husbands crew later this year for a new season of the hit BET series. Well, in Jackson news, LaToya Jackson says she's never met Sister Janet's new husband. With Sam Almena, is Janet keeping her billionaire husband away from her family? Sources say, hell yes. That's because she doesn't want them asking him for money, especially with LaToya facing a lawsuit and being accused of exploiting Michael Jackson's children. LaToya, 56, is the manager of her late brother's kids, Prince, Paris, and Blanket. The Jackson three are pursuing various careers in the public spotlight, and Auntie LaToya is managing them. LaToya, who is also a part of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, has a new reality show on Oprah's own cable station. LaToya's new show occasionally features Michael's children. LaToya's lawsuit came from her problems on Celebrity Apprentice. She leveled an accusation at co-star Amorosa. Y'all know who Amorosa is?
Yes, we do.
Regarding the death of actor Michael Clark Duncan. Amorosa is now suing LaToya. I wonder, did LaToya say something out the side of her mouth?
She go too far with a little comment.
Tyler Perry will continue as Madea. Perry says actor Orlando Jones of Mad TV.
Hello?
Okay, everybody, we're back to the show. Sorry about that. We had a technical difficulty, but we should all be back on the show now. So go ahead and finish telling your story, Miss Lennis.
Okay, and I hope everybody that was waiting, please call back into the show. We will be taking your calls just shortly. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, as I was saying, the Basketball Wives of Miami with Shawnee O'Neal, Evan Lozada and Tammy Roman is still on tap for the summer. And producer Tracy Edmonds is moving full steam ahead with her movie version of Basketball Wives. Ratings for American Idol are going up, and Mariah Carey has been asked to turn on the mean. For the first time in 7 years, a woman will win American Idol. I think it's coming down to Candace and Cree. Who is going to win? Well, when will Kanye West stand up and act like he's going to be a father? Kim Kardashian has been by herself during this pregnancy while Kanye is in Paris.
It's Kanye, Mom.
Oh, Kanye, excuse me. Kanye is in Paris working on a new album. Kanye, what's more important, a new album or your first child? Well, I think that's a little ridiculous. Boy, but she's big. You know, she's up to 215 pounds.
Yeah, she's. I recently seen a picture of her. Yeah, she's expanded.
Yeah, she is. She's going to have a lot of baby fat to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. The Marlon brother, Marlon Wayans, Cedric the Entertainer movie Haunted House is coming out on DVD on April 23rd. I didn't know they did a Haunted House. The movie also starring Essence Axon. Oh, it made over $40 million at the box office.
Yeah, me and Christina went opening weekend.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It had funny parts to it.
Okay, it says there'll be a sequel. Haunted House 2 is coming out next year.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
And mopped, if anybody's ever seen the paranormal movies 1 through 17, however many they have, it's a mockery of that, and it is. It's funny.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, rapper DMX says Ayala Vincent did not fix his life. The trouble rapper appeared with his family on the own reality show Fix My Life. He was a hot mess. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, needs help with his drug addiction, and he shouldn't blame Ayana for his troubles. He was downright disrespectful to her on the show. Mm-hmm. If anybody saw that.
No, I heard about that, but I didn't see it.
The first Think Like a Man starred Kevin Hart, Gabriel Union, Michael Ealy, Regina Hall, Terrence J. Megan Good, and Taraji P. Henson. It made almost $100 million at the box office. There's a second one that's coming out now that he's working on now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly Rowland continues to be on a roll. The ex-Destiny Child singer may be in line to replace Britney Spears on the Fox singing reality show The X Factor. The show, which underwhelmed in the ratings last year, starts a new season this fall. And NeNe Leakes, our girl, is a grandmother again. Leakes' son Bryce is the father of a baby boy now. This makes grandbaby number two for Leakes. She had a granddaughter born last year. The star of The Real Housewives of Atlanta just signed a million-dollar deal to stay on the show. And don't forget, y'all, she's also on The New Normal. I hope that got renewed for a second season.
I hope so, too. Wait a minute. She is getting paid $1 million for a reality show?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably what helps her is being on The New Normal.
And anytime she can get self publicity, but I ain't mad at her. Hey, hustle. Get your hustle on.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, anyway, that's about all that I have for entertainment news.
All right, I'm going to bring in News of the Weird. Got a couple of stories for y'all. News of the Weird are true stories that just seem not true, but they are across the world. So we're going to start off with, in March, Washington State Representative Ed Orcutt apparently upset that bicyclists use the state roads without paying the state gasoline tax for highway maintenance, proposed a 5% tax on bicyclists that costs more than $500, pointing out that bicyclists impose environmental costs as well. Since carbon dioxide is a major greenhouse gas, he wrote one constitute and reported it in the Huffington Post in March. Bike riders increase heart rate and respiration over car drivers creates additional pollution. Days later, he apologized for the suggestion that bicyclists actually were worse for the environment than cars.
He should. Dummy.
That's kind of like that guy who said that a woman can get raped but won't accept the sperm if she doesn't want it, right?
Wait,
isn't that on the same?
What?
Never mind.
No.
Okay.
No. That same vein, in other words, it's the stupidest thing you ever heard of. It doesn't make any sense, and it's a completely invalid argument.
And that I will agree with. Yeah, he makes no sense.
Okay.
But bicyclists, I will admit, gets on my nerves in Seattle when I'm driving. Just create more bicyclist lane, people. A Boston Herald reporter said in March that he had been kicked out of a state ethics commission training session, which might not be unreasonable, as the meetings was for Massachusetts House members only. However, at least two people in the attendance refused to give their real names to the reporter as they left. Representative Tim Toomey insisted he was not a member, though he is, but was just passing through, and Commission Chairman Charles Stutler III, a former federal judge magistrate, refused to give his name at all, telling the reporter, "I'm not saying because that's a private matter."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our politics, people. Keep voting for these folks.
Yeah.
An aspiring rap music big shot, Bernard Bay, 32 years old, filed a $200,000 lawsuit in February in New York City against his parents, alleging that they owe him because they have been unloving and indifferent to his homelessness and refuse to even take him back to take a shower. Bay, who raps at Brooklyn Street, said everything would be forgiven if they would just buy him two Domino Pizza franchises so that he could eventually earn enough to become a force to be reckoned within the hip-hop industry. His mother's solution, as told to a New York Daily reporter, go get a job. He's never had a job a day in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I wonder how that came about.
Oh, my gosh. That will be thrown out in a heartbeat if a judge even allows that to go past anything. Really? That's just a waste of taxpayers' money.
It sure is. And an attorney, too.
Exactly. Police in Knoxville, Tennessee, confiscated five venomous snakes during a February traffic stop, and Pastor Jamie Coates of the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' Name of Middlesboro, Kentucky, is demanding them back. Coots said he possesses them openly during his services in Kentucky, but Knoxville police said they are illegal to own in Tennessee. Said Coates, quote, "If I don't have them, then I'm not obeying the word of God," unquote.
I'm not what?
He is not obeying the word of God
if he cannot have
his venomous snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I'm not going to say
apparently,
that.
He he has a different god than I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's looking for that rod, that snake to turn back into a rod. He ain't Moses.
What's amazing is that God is so amazing that he could somehow not back his guy. Wonder why. Anyway.
You'll see. Life imitates art. Ferris Bueller caused a lot of mischief on his thematic day off in the 1986 movie starring Matthew Broderick, but he never mooned a wedding party from an adjacent hotel window by pressing his nude buttocks and then his genitals against the glass in the full view of astonished guests. In March, though, a young Matthew Broderick lookalike, Samuel Dangle, 20 years old, was arrested in Charleston, South Carolina, and charged with the crime. Another Bueller-like touch was Dangle's tattoo reading in Latin, "By the power of truth, By the power of truth, while living, have conquered the universe." I do not remember that in the movie, but hey, go for it.
Yeah, me either.
And those are the stories of the news of the weird. And so we're going to go ahead and take our first break, and then we'll come back. I'll give you the NBA playoff scores of the games or of the teams that just started playing the playoffs, and then we will get into love and relationship and see what the doctors
and
have.
And give that number one more time for you.
That
go.
That number is 646-727-2914.
Thank you.
back, everybody. We're back off our break, and thank you for still holding on and being with us. We are going to be talking about the Love Doctors and with all your wonderful questions. Well, we're going to have Chabonet right now tell us what's going on in the sports. What's happening down the hall, Chabonet?
Well, you know, we're getting kicking off the NBA playoffs. So the first game in the Eastern Conference was the Hawks against the Pacers, and the Pacers won 107-90. So they're leading the series 1-0 right now. The Western Conference first round, game one, the Spurs against the Lakers. And guess what? The Spurs beat the Lakers.
What? Yay!
91-79. I'm clapping for you, Spurs. So you guys are leading the series 1-0. Now at this time, we all know Kobe is out due to an injury. So is this affecting their playoffs? We shall see. The the second game today of the Eastern Conference will be between the Bucks and the Heat. Starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Western. So it should be on Channel
right now. Yeah.
And then the Rockets, for the Western Conference will be the Rockets against the Thunders. They play at 9:30 Eastern TNT, which will be 6:30 TNT Pacific time. So get your games ready, people, and get your game on right now.
All right.
That's all I have for the sports.
Nothing in golf today or baseball?
No, not too. Well, yeah, baseball, but I didn't pull up the score, so we can go ahead and get jumped on the show.
Okay. Well, we have callers on the line, so
yes,
let's bring our callers in.
We have caller, area code 513. Welcome to Inside the Studio. Who is this? Area code 503.
Oh, you
503,
said 503.
You're on the air.
Okay, maybe it's just a listener.
Oh, okay.
503, you want to say anything?
Must be just listening, I guess.
Okay. Let's talk about the show.
All righty. Well, we've had questions, folks, coming in already, so we will begin. First question I got is, what if I like someone but he has two kids? Could that be a deciding factor on continuing
the
relationship?
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, y'all. Yes, please help this lady out.
My bad, I was a little too quick on that.
Go ahead, girl.
I mean, for me,
tell us what you think.
I've dated men with kids, and I've dated men without kids. I think it just depends on your own status. And I relate this because me and a good friend of mine, Rhonda, we just had a conversation about this, and Rhonda's a mother herself. She is a parent. So for her, she prefers to date someone who is also a parent because then they can understand how sometimes her schedule could be tight or the things she's going through with her children, the future she's trying to plan for them. They can understand that. Where me, I'm the opposite. I have no kids, so I prefer to date someone who doesn't have any kids as well. So then when I'm dropping that dime, hey, let's go to the movies, let's go do this, you know, I don't hear, oh, I got to find a babysitter, oh, it's my weekend to have kids, you know, oh, this and that. Instead, I get, all right, I'm on my way. And that's the way I like. Plus, I personally want to give a man, if I come to the point, okay, I decide to have kids, I want to give a man his first child. I don't want to be baby mama number 2, 3, 4, 5. That's just not for me. Now, dating a man with kids, I've been on that aspect as well. And in order for me to date a man, the first thing I ask is, are you a father or are you a paycheck? And there's a difference where a father, not only you may be paying child support, but you're active in your child's life from beginning to end. Or you might just be a single father raising your kids yourself. Now, if you just pay child support and have nothing to do with the kids, that lets me know I don't need to have anything to do with you. Because if you can walk away from your flesh and blood, you'll walk away from me without thinking twice.
Hello, somebody.
So, you know, so that, again, dating a person with kids, I have to check myself where I've chose to date this person, so I also need to be patient with this person because they may have activities with their kids or, you know, they may want to take it to a level where they want to introduce me to their kids. It goes into a lot dating someone with kids if you do not have kids yourself. So I say it just depends on your own status. And if you don't have kids, you're dating someone with kids, you need to have patience. I mean, truly, truly have patience. And if you're dating someone who doesn't have kids, then, hey, enjoy.
Okay. Brenda, did you have anything to say?
Well, I think it probably has a lot more to do with the age group of people involved. If you're dating a man who has children that are younger than 12, it's going to be a completely different aspect than somebody who has adolescents. And the other thing is, if you're how old you are compared to the person you're planning to date and in relation to those children. If you're in your early 20s and this person has children that are under 12, it might become a problem if he's a little bit older. So I think you should consider what your thoughts are with children, and also if this is somebody that you believe might be long-term, because children are a package. And if you think that you're going to get them all to yourself or her all to yourself, then you're seriously mistaken. So.
And you know that has happened. There's some people that feel
like
that.
Yeah, and if you're not getting in there to get someone, that's not the best way to go. So if you're a parent, you have children, and you want to date, you need to also consider the fact that bringing people in and out of the lives of your children can be real traumatizing, because you really should know that person pretty well before you are introduced to the children or you introduce your children to someone else. That's probably the healthiest go psychologically.
Okay. Another question. Been dating someone for a while and thought I knew this person well, and found out that he lives with another woman. What should I do?
Cut it loose. For
me. Lives with another woman as in a roommate or as in a lover? It's a rather...
She didn't say. She just says lives with another woman.
If somebody lives with another woman and it's a roommate situation and not a love relationship, I would think that's a little... rough to just cut them loose.
No.
They,
are
relationships, are they allowed to have friendships with other of the other sex?
Well, see, that's
but
if these are roommates, then no, I don't care. As long as
but if it's a relationship, yes, you've already started with a huge amount of mistrust. And how are you going to fix that? Remember, trust is the one thing that it takes 2 seconds to ruin, and it could take a lifetime, and you still can't get it back.
Yes.
So if you can't trust that person in even the smallest amount, what makes you think you can entrust them with your life as a companion for a long haul?
I agree with you. Okay, I had this question last night. And it says, love, doctor, my boyfriend's ex drove by my house, and I don't appreciate it. What can I do?
Tell your boyfriend to check his ex and clean that up. And when he does it, do it in front of you. So there's no misunderstandings. There's no, did he really do it? I don't believe he did it. No, right there. Call on the phone and check her. Don't come over here no more. And make sure it's her, first of all. Because if it's just someone that just happens to have a car like hers, well, you know, you can't be jumping to that conclusion. But you physically saw this woman drive by your house.
Drive by his girlfriend's house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and if
he was
I'm the
outside.
Girlfriend and
he
I'm
was
out-
outside when she drove by because he told his girlfriend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Tell her, tell him to tell her, don't come over here no more, or she's going to have the police waiting for her next time she show up.
Well, I guess that would work if you're planning on being on the next reality show, but personally, I would just take stock and move on. It sounds to me like the kind of relationships this person invites into his life are a little bit dramatic. That means you're going to be pulled into it whether it's right or wrong. And if you're willing to go with that kind of drama, maybe you should just get paid for it and sign up for a reality show. Otherwise, I would walk away. But that's what I would do just from safety's sake. One thing you don't really know when somebody is stalking is just to what extent they'll go. And if they show you any sign of stalking whatsoever, as in this case, then they've already stepped over the line.
Yep, that's what I said, too.
Good point.
Okay, why do I keep ending up with the same kind of men? Drinker or gambler or guy that runs women?
That's by choice.
Well, it actually probably would be a good idea, and I'm not just trying to push my profession, but it would probably be a good idea for you to get a couple sessions in with a good counselor, whether it's a licensed social worker or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I don't think you probably need a psychiatrist, but probably someone in the counseling or psychology, because there's something going on with your own personality that's making you choose that. I mean, you're doing that, yes, Chabonet was correct. But it's really important for you to get at the heart as to why you're choosing that, because there's something going on inside you that's trying to answer something. And sometimes it's good to get counseling for that to help you see where you're making that step. Something to do with your dad?
Their energy, you're magnetizing that to you.
You're attracting, absolutely. So
over and over again.
You could decide to go completely different find somebody who doesn't look anything like or sound anything like what you're usually attracted to. But if you don't deal with what's going on inside you, then you're going to usually sabotage that relationship, probably end up with their friend who's just like all the other nuts you've been dating. And I'm just joking. I didn't mean that seriously, nuts, but just seek some counseling seriously. If you can find it free, then do that and just, start out right away with that's what you're doing, so you can get to the issue right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love my girlfriend, but she's kind of possessive and it scares me. Like, is she crazy or something?
Possessive how? Like, possessive, always asking where he's going, can I check your phone?
Yeah, let's go with that, because that is one of the main things that, some women do.
Oh, that's so suffocating. I'll cut a dude off in a heartbeat on something like that. One, if you're secure in your relationship, I don't need to question all the time where you're going, because you're just putting it out there, babe, I'm going with the fellas, play basketball, hi, see you later.
Well, they're not secure.
That's something that you have to work on internally, because if you've had these discussions, one, you got to tell your partner, hey, why are you acting like this? Am I missing something? What's going on? If you've talked about it and the issue still isn't resolving itself, cut it loose.
Well, there's two things that could be going on. Main things. Either you're doing things to set off that feeling of insecurity, which you need to figure out what you might be doing, or that person has been hurt in that way, again, another trust issue that's been ruined, and they are grappling with trying to deal with that. So if you think that you're not doing anything, you might want to ask yourself, when you're with your partner, are you always getting whiplash, looking to the left and right at every woman or man that goes around, or when you're talking to her, do you always look somewhere else except at her? What kind of things could you be circumspect? What kind of things could you be doing that's setting this person off to be mistrustful? And if you find that, or you're honest and you find you're not doing anything like that, then you know that their trust issue is really severely damaged. And if they can't get past that, it's probably not going to change without counseling.
In your opinion,
don't agree?
No. I agree. I'm just listening. I got a question for you. I was trying to see the name, Howard. How do you come across to tell someone that you love them without making them feel awkward?
OK, Okay, I have a. Can I say my point? I don't.
Yeah.
My point is this, and I think that probably most of us are off kilter on this. Loving somebody shouldn't be dependent on them saying that they love you. Love is what you feel. Whenever you feel it, that's the way it is. It is not a military contract where you now have to give 4 years of your life to that person. You can love someone without having to sign up for sign a contract with the devil or anything. So if you love them, you're feeling that emotion, just express it. I'm feeling like I want to say that. I want to say I love you, but it's a little scary for me. And I just, you know, express it. I'm not trying to tell you that we're getting married or that I'm getting ready to put a lock and chain on you. It's just I feel this way when I'm around you. That's okay. Now, if you have somebody who's got some other issues like possessiveness and things like that, where then you might want to be a little careful at making statements that they maybe take a little too far. But we shouldn't feel that we have to tell someone we love them just because they say it. And if they say it to us, you know, vice versa. It's a natural emotion, it has multi levels. So you may love someone, but you also may love your dogs. Okay, so I mean, I love my dogs, but we use that word a lot. People love their car, they love their favorite pasta. The word, you don't even know probably to what degree it means to that other person. That's why it's just best for you to just express yourself and give the caveats that, you know, I'm a little nervous saying this. I don't want you to blow it out of proportion, but this is how I'm feeling right now. That's okay.
Okay. I got another question here. Is dating someone 5 or 10 years older than you okay?
Yeah.
How old are you? That has to be, I'm sorry, I can't rule on that unless I know how old you are. If you're 10 years old.
No, let's say the person's 21. They're an adult.
Well, if the person's 21, that's another story. Are you mature enough to handle that? Do you think that you're going to like their music? Do you think you're going to want to go where they go out and play or go out to dinner or how they dress? I think it's okay if you're mature enough to handle somebody who's older than you, or the person older than you tends to act like you do. Then that works. But if you're under 18, no.
No.
Mostly for legal reasons.
I would say as an adult. As an adult.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we know that does happen. You got 16-year-olds dating guys in their 20s, so yeah.
Yeah, but it's illegal. It's considered a felony.
Yeah, I'm talking about consensual adults that are 21 years of age. So
yeah, adult as in 18 and over, being 10 years or older, I believe that that's perfectly fine as long as it's working for both of you. Now, your parents may have some problems with it. Is that okay with you if your parents don't like it? Do they have adult children that are going to be looking at you weird or treating you odd? There's a whole lot of things that go with the older age. What do they call that? May-December romances?
Yes, yes. That's just what I was going to say. Yeah, May-Decembers, yeah.
Yeah. I dated somebody who was quite a bit older than me, and when my girlfriend and I went out with that person, he would always open the door for us. And my friend got really angry and bothered because it made her uncomfortable, which most women who are on some level would be like, that's nice, that's classy, but she felt really uncomfortable with it. By the same token, I've never known her to date anyone 10 years older, whereas for me, bring on the Greg.
Yeah, for my age, I like to date a person 5 to 10 years older. I can't speak for you. I mean, I'm with 21, yeah. If it's 5 years, 10 years, you're learning life. Hopefully, you're not learning where it bites you in the butt. But me, at the age of 36, I do like an older gentleman. Reason being, hopefully your old kids is out the house already or you don't have any kids. you pass the game stage, you're established, you know what you're doing in life, you know where you're going, you're on a mature mindset with me and not telling me about Jay-Z and Beyonce's Cuba trip that's just so bad. I don't give a damn about that. You know, it's just, you're just on a whole nother mindset. I don't even like dating someone my own age. Not saying they're not mature men out there at my age, but there's a lot that are not, and it's just so time-wasting.
Yeah,
I've always liked older men.
Older men. I mean, and no, it's not a father issue for me because my dad and I are tight enough. But I there was a young guy who was 9 years younger than me, and he said I was being discriminatory for not dating him because I told him I date older people. So, I mean, this isn't an institution. I'm a personal person.
Exactly.
I don't think you can sue me for not dating you, although, according
maybe
to the weird
can.
News, apparently people will probably try it.
It'll happen sooner or later.
I say if it's working for you, go ahead.
There you go. I agree.
If you're an adult. I can't get over that, because in Washington State, it's like a 24-month thing. You know, 24 months, you're in trouble. So, go ahead.
I like this guy, but he has a problem of coming out, so our relationship is a secret. I want to change that. Help, love, doctor.
Coming out. Oh, is this a gay question?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well,
you know, I mean, that's an individual choice, though. You can't force someone to come out. You know,
it is a choice.
I mean, because it is, and I've had friends who, you know, have come out the closet, and it was very hard because it's such a domino effect, you know, on themselves personally and their whole entire world, from work to family to friends. I mean, it really is a very dynamic situation. So I say part of me wants to say be patient with that person, but then it depends on how long have you been together. You know, is he keep just telling you, I'm going to tell, does he get real defensive? Because if so, then I think those are factors you need to think about, you know, because you want your person, regardless if you're straight or gay, to be proud of being with you, to be happy to be with you and, you know, want to share that with the world. Then on the flip side, is this just a very private person? You know, who knows? But I say either, you know, hopefully this person comes out soon. I don't know. There's so many factors behind that question. Either stick with the person or cut loose.
Well, I personally would want to ask, okay, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual or LGBT. Okay, listen, would you be okay, Chabonet, if you were dating some guy who never wanted to go with you anywhere out in public, never wanted his friends to know anything about you, never wanted his, you know, parents or family to know anything about you? Let's say his reason was because he was older, or let's say his reason was because he was shy. Would you be okay with that? I mean, I think this is an issue that is beyond what your sexual orientation is. How
would
you feel about that? And that's probably the target to shoot for. Because how does it make you feel, Chabonet, for somebody to want to hide you?
I would think you are ashamed of me, you know. And either, one, you're ashamed and I would want to know why, or two, you have something to hide, you know, and then we're going to discuss what that secret is, because if you're getting ready to introduce me to some drama, then I'm stepping. But if it's, say it is a very private person, okay, are you blocking me from meeting your people? Are you blocking from meeting my people? I mean, just the end result for me, I'm also a very private person when it comes to my personal life, but I do like to know the world of the person I'm sharing my life with, as well as them knowing my world because I'm sharing my life with them. So, yeah, we need to be in the public sometimes, not all the time, and if this person does not want to be in public at all for any reason, then no, we would not last.
you know, I think that's the same thing to consider. I mean, I wouldn't advocate forcing anybody to come out, quote unquote, whether whatever their sexual orientation. But if you can't live with that, then it's probably best for you to move on. And, you know, I'm not going to say that if you matter enough, they'll come out. I mean, it's a choice they have to make, just like Chabanet said. But how does it make you feel? Relationships really need to help you feel, you need to feel positive in your relationship. You need to feel good. You shouldn't feel ashamed or feel weak or feel like a nothing. Anytime somebody makes you feel subpar in any manner, it's probably going to have far-reaching negative results in your life. For even future relationships, it's probably not a good idea to stick with that type of situation, regardless of the sexual orientation.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hold on, we cannot hear you.
Oh, and how do you ladies feel about gold diggers?
How do we feel about gold diggers?
Uh-huh. Are they a necessary evil?
As long as they not, as long as they not in my pockets, I don't care.
Ooh.
It's as simple as that. Gold diggers pay for their own karma. You know, I think it doesn't matter if you're a gold digger female, gold digger male. I mean, karma's a bitch. It'll come back on you. And they're just lazy. You know, you that greedy or that lazy that you must have someone take care of any and everything for you because you don't want to do it yourself. No, I have no respect for that. None.
Yeah, that usury behavior is pretty creepy. It obviously happens. It seemed like
every day. Every day, every way. Yeah.
So, but if you're aware of somebody being a gold digger and you're choosing to date them because you're using them back for eye candy or trophy wife or whatever, then I guess you guys are playing in the same sandbox that only you two want to play in, or other people play. If that's the sandbox you want to play in, just be aware of the... What do you call that? Shab?
What?
You're
going to
get the results of it, basically.
Cause and
like,
effect.
Like saying the karma. Don't think you're not going to be marked from it.
No, and that's the thing where I hear so many females or males. And let me give you a prime example. It's funny you even brought this up, and I'll make it quick. So I was on my patio the other day, and I'm listening to my neighbor. And he, you know, felt the need to share this whole conversation with the neighborhood that this woman that he knows is sustaining her income by always going to Tulalip, going on one machine at one particular day, one particular time. She knows when to hit. Now, pretty pissed off he didn't give the name of that slot machine, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll catch the rest of that conversation later. And so then he's talking to his boy, or whoever I should say, on the other end, and he's like, yeah, you know, she wants me to come up there. You know, she wants to take me to Tulalip for the weekend, and, you know, she wants to give me $1,500 so I can get my gamble on. And I'm like, you know, if that's what you want to do, shit, it's the radio. I'm going to let her do it, you know, because that's just what time it is with me. Immediately I'm listening to this, and I'm like, well, first of all, you're an idiot to be bragging about this on your patio in front of anybody, because you have no idea who knows who. This state, you just know everybody. And two, yeah. I'm like, you're bragging about some woman who sustains her money off of a casino. And he's going, well, yeah, you know, she's holding herself down, because he's trying to tell his boy, yeah, you need to tell your girl to take a page out of this girl's book, because she got her own place. You know, she's holding her money down, this and that. Really? Lord. By chance, that's how she's running, keeping her income. Now, granted, maybe she can go for a long time and do this. Hey, go for you. Or maybe it'll shut down. So what if it shuts down? Then you move it on to the next woman? I mean, what does that say about you? He's sitting there trying to boost himself about messing with some woman who keeps her income by gambling, but that's all you can say, and that she was going to spend $1,500 on him. And, I mean, what's the big picture, people? That's your bragging rights right there, is you got a woman that takes chances on slot machines and boom. Because that luck is going to run out. So, but, you know, you're so bragging about it. So what happens when that luck runs out? You know, how are you going to take care of yourself?
Right, I was going to say, he's just the reverse. He's a man gold digger.
Exactly.
Bastard.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Listen, somebody is either allowing it to happen, so.
True that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
There's a difference. You're allowing it. And that's another thing, too, where, I mean, I know this is wrong of me to say it, but people, I have told others this. If you know you're getting used and yet you still allow it to happen, that sympathy I have has now just went out the door. And I've had that where it's like, are you serious? I am telling you this man is using you or this woman's using you. Ah, whatever, shop. You know, I ain't tripping. You know, she giving up the draws. Like, girl, I ain't tripping. I'm driving his car. You know, it's all good. I just look at him and be like, okay, keep pushing. Next thing I know, you calling me, oh, I can't believe she used me, or oh, I can't believe he dumped me. At this point, I'm like, yeah, I'm watching CSI. Can I call you back?
Hello, somebody.
You know, I really don't, because I don't want to hear this. You already knew the situation. So you know what? Hey, hope he went for the gusto, or hope she went for the gusto. Hopefully you learned real hard this time so you don't let it happen again. But, you know, it's free will. You're right, Brenda. It's choice. A lot of people, they allow themselves to be used. And at that point, you know, to each his own. Whatever they get, can I get a change off too?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta be aware of your situation, people, and just know you're worth more than getting played like some sucker. Just to say you have someone laying next to you or giving you a call or texting you, get the hell out of here.
Well, sure, there's a selfish dip now. That's ferreting out. The main focus of this is the self-esteem issue. That's the self-esteem factor. You know, this woman obviously has some issues. She feels like she needs to sort of pay someone to give her attention. Who knows what's going on there?
There's a lot of women out there. Ain't that a shame? But you know there's a lot of women out there like that.
There are a lot of men out there like that in all sexual orientations. So, self-esteem is it undermines a lot of us. But that does come from the fact that we've been consistently taught that we're not quite worthy. When in reality, every single human being on Earth is distinct. You're more precious than any jewel on earth. There's not a diamond out there that's more precious than who you are, because there's nobody, whether you're a triplet, a twin, or a quadruplet, there's no one out there that can do you, that has your thoughts, your emotions, has your perspective, even if they grew up right next to you. So when you're gone or you pass to another realm, the world has lost that jewel. And if you come to understand that, it'd be good to work to understand that, then it would be much harder for you to allow others to misuse you in such a manner, because you're not probably going to let anybody walk away with your hope diamond and, you know, kick it around in the mud for a soccer ball or anything. You would take a precious thing and you would demand other people treat it with respect. You are that precious jewel. I don't care who you are. I don't even care if I don't like your behaviors. Whoever you are precious. And you matter on some level, even if you do dastardly things. Because there's nobody out there like you. I mean, I would hope you would, you know, change your behavior for better things, but
hello.
Once your self-esteem gets cracked, you know, checked, yeah, all relationship stuff starts to rise to a better level.
Well, let me tell you this, segue into this one. Been dating for a few weeks. Should I hold out and not have sex right away?
Yes, hold out.
Yeah, I would say hold out too.
Listen,
you know people
that there used to be what we called courtship. My great-grandparents and all that, they had courtship. You got to go sit on the porch swing with Mama and Daddy inside the house, making sure there wasn't too much contact between the two of you. What happens when you do courtship is you talk. You do things with each other. You get to know one another. And until you know someone, how do you really know that you can trust them or that they're worthy of taking in you? I mean, if you're going to invite someone into the inner recesses of your body and you don't know if they're a serial killer, child molester, user, complete freak, if they're diseased, how are you going to find all that out in the matter of a couple of weeks or even months? It takes time to get to know people. Look back to all your friendships and the ones that you thought you knew and did something that you're like, I've known her for 10 years. I can't believe she did that. And yet you want to jump in bed with somebody within weeks?
Hmm.
We had a caller on the show last week who said she knew this guy for a while and she'd only known him 3 weeks. And yet she's telling us who he is.
Yep, he sure did.
Sorry, but you know, you're fooling yourself. And
oh, yeah, I agree.
You will get the results of fooling yourself in doing that.
And I agree
with
you.
Whether it's a venereal disease
anybody.
Or a psychopath.
I think everybody should take your time, though, regardless if it's male or female. I'm the first one to say, you know, no, I don't go, oh, it has to be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. I don't set a time rule, but it does take time. Reason being, you're giving up your temple. You know, I need to make sure this person is worthy of my blessing. I need to make sure this person is worthy of me. I mean, any of us can go out there and have one-night stands. And if that's your thing, hey, I'm not knocking you. Or maybe you just need to get your rocks off. Maybe you have just set this person for a sexual relationship and nothing else. Then you need to keep it at that understanding and not try to change it up later on.
Right on.
And then think and cop an attitude that, oh, it's not going to another level when you knew that's not where it is from get-go. So you need to make sure what your intentions are with that person. If it's just going to be a sexual relationship, then say that. If this is someone you actually are interested in and getting to know who this person is in and out, then yes, take your time. You can get to know someone. Hell, people have been together 30 years and still learning about each other. So, you know,
right.
You take your time because when you build up to that level or that time where you do become intimate, oh, it's just another level. Sometimes
yeah.
It can be a bad level. Get out then. Get out. But
sex, it changes.
You know, but if it does. It's
mm-hmm.
so much better when you have those emotions involved in that intimacy. It just does. It goes to another level. But you have to be on that mature level as well. I didn't really understand that till damn near my late 20s, early 30s. I didn't know what I'm talking about in my 20s. You know, or if your people, your little fast-ass people out there doing it at 15 and 16, you sure as hell don't know what I'm talking about. And keep your drawers on and study them damn books. But as you get older, you know, educate yourself, people. You know what you like. Know there is no rush because if a person really cares about you, I mean truly, truly cares, they'll wait. They won't have a problem with you saying, hey, you know what, I'm not really on that level. You know, don't give misleading signs, you know, just keep it straight, you know. I personally don't put my mouth on somebody right away. Why? Because I don't know where your mouth has been. So, you know, I might give you a hug on our first date. It might be a few dates. I just give you a hug and maybe a kiss on the cheek. It may be a few dates. I might finally give you a kiss on the lips. You know, there's stages of where I'm comfortable, you know, of certain levels of intimacy that I share with the man, but I also put that out there so there's open communication at all times. And like I said, if a person truly cares about you, they will understand that. If they do not and they become defensive or they got an attitude with you, all of a sudden the calling and texting die out, you know what? Don't cop an attitude. Just tell them, thank you for showing you your true colors, and now I'm going to keep it pushing. And it's as simple as that.
Yep.
I like to say that there's I call it the rubber band effect. I think I've talked about this over the years. People will stretch so far when they first meet you so that they can get you. They will stretch beyond what they're really like. So they say all the right stuff. They kind of do all the right things. They're super polite. After about 6 months, that rubber band is a little too taut for too long, and it gets harder to keep it stretched. And it snaps back. So to me, it's like if you can't make it 6 months and, you know, realize that you like someone, and I know many of you who will really try this, maybe you can make it 2 or 3 months, and I applaud you as far as you can go. But when that rubber band snaps back and then you start to see the real deal, are you able to hang with that? It's more important for you to like someone, because when you like them, like Chauvinet said, boy, once you get in there to do the sex, you're already wanting to touch this person. It's not about, oh, I got to touch them, or I don't know, they're kind of creepy.
And as our closing music is going, Brenda, we're going out. The show is almost over with. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Chauvinet. Thank you, Brenda. Next week, we won't be on the air Sunday because I'm leaving. I'm going on vacation. Yay! So we'll be back the last Sunday of, the first Sunday of May. Yep, which will be our psychic reading Sunday. So, and we will do Wednesday show this week. So look for Brenda and I to be on the air for our weekly 3 to 4 o'clock, folks, psychic reading Wednesday. So with that, I hope you enjoyed the show today. We had some really good questions from you folks out there. We appreciate that. We hope we gave you some good answers and something to think about. So be sure and join us 2 weeks from, 2 weeks from today in the studio with Linus and Chauvinet and Brenda. Thank you again for joining us today. Brenda?
Bye, everybody. Don't let your love go wrong.
Chauvinet?
Have a good week, ladies and gentlemen, and look forward to the sunshine.
And you know my motto, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. All righty.